This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half the hour here on the DJV program. It's Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is on vacation. Jennifer Horn is here at the ready as we still dig out from the nor'easter here. That'll take a few days to get that out of the way. Here
it's
in
cold.
It's called a nor'easter because it more or less takes over the northeast, if you know what I mean. So here we are. But you, well, it's cold in California, too. Hasn't it been kind of chilly at night?
Yeah, but we're wimps. I mean, I was cold yesterday, and it was 70 degrees driving around in L.A.
So how do you dress? Does your wardrobe have a lot of different things for different weather in it, or does pretty much everything you have allow you to wear at any time of the year whenever
I
you
wear
want to?
Most of my stuff every time of year. I might modify. So, like, some of my dresses that I'd wear during the summer, I might wear with tights during the winter because it's colder. Mm-hmm. I have sweaters that get pulled out around wintertime, but none of them are, like, heavy sweaters. I'm embarrassed to say. I know a lot of people on the East Coast and the South and the Midwest, they all have, like, a winter wardrobe that they have to put away in the spring. No. There's just one wardrobe that might get some modifications if it gets a little cool. But the thing in California is that it actually, like yesterday when I left the house, and I know that you guys are laughing because, you know, thin California blood, but when I left the house the other day, it was 48 degrees. And that's pretty cold. You can't just go out in a, you know, without a jacket or something. I mean, 48's chilly. And so, but then by the time the day went on, it was 70 degrees. So,
well,
all in all,
be said,
can't complain.
As your father and I know, for thin blood these days... It's a little better. It seems to be a little better for your health and longevity if your blood's a little thinner, if you know what I mean. The COVID-19 vaccine is going to, let's see, the second one's going to be approved apparently. The FDA is testing some new, the first one, the Pfizer one, is out, and now the Moderna is scheduled for approval. In the meantime, there's a woman in the hospital. You see this healthcare worker with no history of allergies experiencing a really serious reaction after she got the virus. Good, Doug. That's him. You know, I get paid by the word. So
that's
I put
okay.
words together sometimes. The Pfizer virus vaccine became the virus. Anyway,
they were saying some people were getting Bell's palsy, actually, from now. They don't know if it was just the average number of people who get Bell's palsy anyway, and it just so happened to coincide with that, or if there was some sort of correlation. But
explain what Bell's palsy affects your face and things.
Yeah, I think it's a viral reaction, but what happens is that your face kind of falls. It can fall on one side, so you lose muscular control. In fact, a lot of times when people have it, they at first think they've had a stroke because it's the same sort of appearance, but without the cognitive stuff. And so there's treatment, but for many people this can be something that's ongoing. And the story that I heard yesterday is that I think four people, so it's a really small number. Again, this is not meant to scare people away from a vaccine if they want to take it, but it's a small number of people who actually had those symptoms. But then they also said that they fully recovered after the onset of it. So it's not like they were living with it for life, which a lot of people with Bell's palsy, I think, do. It kind of gets they flare up when they have it. So. Yeah, so it's just one of those things to think about. I do know that in California there's another vote now, so we know who's next in line. So right now it's frontline workers, people in nursing homes. And so up next it looks like teachers will be ones to get it. So
Dr. Ken is getting his today. Dr. Ken Kronos is getting his shot today. And the people in his staff are
getting it. And he's excited about it, right?
Tomorrow. Yeah, well, he thinks it makes good sense to get it, and it does, certainly, where he's exposed to as much stuff as he is.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
the next round in California is not just teachers, by the way. It's first responders, so police, fire, and then grocery
stores. Will that be?
Whenever the next round is. I think it's another round of 8 million doses.
Mm-hmm. The fellow who's in charge of infectious diseases who've become so well-known in America this year, Dr. Fauci, has urged all of us to have a low-key Christmas to curb the spread. He said, quote, I'm going to be with my wife, period. The Christmas holiday is special because Christmas Eve is my birthday. Christmas Day is Christmas Day, and the children aren't coming home. It's painful for us. Well, I'm not doing anything with my family. I'm not going to be where they are, and they're not coming home. They had all planned to come home for Christmas, and that was the end of that. Fauci's 80. Did you know that?
I did know that. He looks great, doesn't he?
Yeah, he certainly does. Good for him. He's got three adult daughters. None of them are going to be with him over the holidays. I guess that's a word to the wise, is it?
I'm just very mixed on this. I'm very mixed on this.
Well,
and I know it's personally because I have a family member who's experiencing, if we're lucky, will experience her last Christmas.
Right.
And,
yeah,
you know, one of the things that really is stuck in my heart is that we had plans with, this is my grandmother, we had plans with her for Easter my grandfather was going to come out. We were going to have an Easter here in California, and mm-hmm. COVID shut that down. And probably the last holiday I could have had with both of them being functional, and I haven't been able to see them in a long time, it was stolen from me. You have to weigh this with the risk of the disease. I know that, in my heart, I don't want people to get sick. But,
nope.
God, we don't have any guarantees. People are acting like we'll just do it again next year. Well, what if there is not a next year?
Yeah, no, there's no next year for some people.
And it's so arrogant to think that it's okay to just wait.
Holding the Chinese government accountable, it becomes more infuriating every day to see stuff. And people have sort of chuckled with me because they think I'm going overboard. My sister sort of mocked me a little bit, and I was annoyed by it because I told her I bought a Japanese phone. I didn't want anything to do with the Chinese phone, and I'm not. I go out of my way, and why wouldn't all of you? I haven't bought any new work gloves this year because I can't find any that aren't made in China. And it goes on and on. It pervades through all of the stuff that I do. I put a new roof on one of the barns a couple of weeks ago, and I went out to buy some asphalt shingles. And I had to look around to find asphalt shingles that were made in China. I mean, everything. If you're not thinking about this, you have no idea how in charge the Chinese are of your life. Never mind all the stuff we were talking about, like a listening post in the Caribbean and all of that stuff. And they don't really give a crap.
Do we think Victoria's listening? Do we think she's listening right now? She's not listening right now.
Nah, she's not listening.
Victoria's Christmas present that I bought, from someone that I believed to be someone who crafts their jewelry.
Yeah.
And I should have just had it sent directly to her, but I instead had it sent to me, and then I wrapped it up and sent it to her. In any case, I pulled it out of the box just to look at it. It was gift wrap, but I snuck in just to see what it looked like in person. And the tag is made in China. And I thought to myself, how ridiculous. Here I am trying to go out of my way to actually find someone who's going to do a more artisan approach to this.
And crap,
it says made in China. Yeah.
Junk makers.
You can't escape it.
Meanwhile, we have reports from the military that are really taking China to task because they fail to appear at a virtual senior-level meeting with top U.S. admirals in the Asia-Pacific fleet. Admiral said, quote, it's another example of China not honoring its agreements. They don't give a damn about anything or anybody but themselves. And you can say, well, you're talking about the Chinese people. No, I'm talking about the Chinese government. But you know what? It takes people to run the government. And there are plenty of people in the Chinese government that need to be held accountable for what's going on. And so you can say, oh, you're being racist because you're talking about the Chinese. I'm talking about people who are trying to screw you to the wall.
And I don't know if you heard about this. Again, it's one of those stories that's not getting a lot of attention. But remember we talked about the Dominion machines and the Smartmatic machines in this election?
Yep.
The intel community, so the Director of National Intelligence in the intel community is supposed to release by December 18th an assessment of the 2020 election that certifies that there is no foreign interference, and it happens every election cycle. This year, there's a delay because apparently there is now evidence that China put their influence in on the 2020 election. This is a huge blockbuster that a lot of the mainstream media outlets don't want to talk about, but this has become something that the intel
community...
But why?
What's in it for them? What's
because they want to see Joe Biden still in it. They don't want to see the reversal of the election.
But what are they... What is that... Even having Biden there, what does that do to the Chinese or to the relationship that the media company or anybody has with China? Why is it so important that we have China in preference to the United States?
I don't know. But the other piece of the story, and again, it goes back to the Hunter Biden story that, you know, everybody was telling me I was conspiratorial for, is that, you know, Joe Biden said he had no idea about Hunter's business relationships. Well, now it's been revealed that in one of his emails, he gave a key to this Chinese energy company and asked for a key for his dad, for his mom. So Jill Biden, Joe Biden, him, and this business partner, they're all sitting there in Washington, D.C., working out of the same office. Now, maybe it was innocent, but we need to flipping know this stuff. I don't think people are really aware of the plot that the Chinese have for us.
Well, that's the thing. And this is much broader than the politics. Ties have deteriorated. It's their fault. They're screwing over Taiwan, and we don't like it, and we're standing up for the Taiwanese. The Huawei phones, the business with Hong Kong.
Everybody? Right.
Yeah. No. I mean, wake up, you guys. If you don't want your children, your grandchildren to live under much more Chinese influence than we have, then you better stop and think about what you're doing with your money, your investments, your assets, what you're buying, all of that stuff. You can find it if you're not so damn lazy as to not do it. But you go on Amazon, everything there is. I was in a Tractor Supply the other day buying stuff for the farm. Mostly I buy feed there, but sometimes I buy a few other things. And I was looking around.
That's the most fun store on the planet, by the way.
Yeah, it is, except that when you look around now, you see a lot of that. I was looking for a fence charger, electric fence charger, made in China. I was looking for some wire, made in China. I was looking for some other things. If it's not food or medicinal, it's all made in China. Everything. All that crap. We just need to, I don't know, it's very frustrating to talk about it, so I think I'll stop. 18 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get ready for the bop bop a luba. Bop bop bop. All right, Little Richard. Documentary coming out, Jennifer. Excuse me. It's called I Am Everything. There we go. The producer is somebody who works for Rolling Stone called D. Reese. What a great name. Lisa Cortez is going to direct it. It's about Little Richard and his trailblazing through rock and roll history. It's in the works. Let's see here. I guess produced by Rolling Stone magazine. Little Richard, I'm Everything, takes an in-depth look at the rock and roll architect that threatened the norms in the 50s, racially, sexually, influenced the young generation. He certainly did. He influenced Elvis a whole lot. Title of the film derives from the Little Richard quote, I am the innovator, I am the originator, I am the emancipator, I am the architect. I am everything. His friends and family consulting on the film, too, being made in partnership with Bungalow Entertainment and Rolling Stone magazine. Certainly Rolling Stone's got a lot of stuff in their archives on Little Richard. There is a direct lineage from Little Richard to artists like Elton John, the Stones, Prince, Frank Ocean, Brittany Howard. We wouldn't have the genre-bending musical innovation, electrified performance style, and the proud identity-forward music culture that we have today. Little Richard hadn't fearlessly chopped a completely different path over the terrain. I think that's true. I didn't like a lot of his stuff. But
really?
Certainly,
I'm surprised. I feel like it was up your alley.
But it was up my alley to a point. But sometimes it just got too noisy. Yeah, but like Good Golly, Miss Love Molly was okay through most of it. But sometimes it just gets too... he and Chuck Berry just got a little too noisy. But boy, were they hated, the two of them, by the white music, the people in charge, if you will. They hated them. And they didn't care, neither Richard nor, because they knew they had something. It was good. They stuck to their guns. But the people that were running the music business, the producers, the record labels, all that, they hated them. Just because they were black. That's the only reason they hate it.
Hate it.
So, good for them. They got a story coming out. That ought to be good. They ought to be making more movies about some of these people as well.
I think this gives people something good to watch and learn about. And there's a lot of historical context to a lot of their stories, which is cool.
When you're rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, let's rock and roll with ZZ Top's Billy
Did
Gibbons.
Did you ever know Johnny B. Badd, by the way?
No, I didn't know Johnny B. Badd.
Johnny B. Badd was a wrestler in the WCW who fashioned himself after Little Richard.
No kidding. A little bigger and huskier. Threw people around a little bit more, probably. Yeah. 26 after on the DJV show with Jen and Doug and Billy Gibbons. Once a year blues supergroup featuring Jimmy Vaughn, Mike Flanagan, Sue Foley, and Chris Layton for New Year's Eve. It's the Jungle Show gig. So they're going to live stream their annual All-Star Jungle Show from Austin. For New Year's Eve, past 3 or 4 years, I guess, Billy Gibbons has convened his once-a-year blues supergroup with Jimmy Vaughn, Mike Flanagan, Sue Foley, and Chris Layton to play a couple of gigs at Anton's in Austin. This year's event will be virtual. The band will still be performing at Anton's, and the show will air at 8 o'clock in various time zones around the world. Here in the U.S., 8 o'clock on Eastern Pacific Time, and then in London and Sydney as well. If you want to buy tickets for these broadcasts, they're on sale now at the Jungle Show website. I guess it's jungleshow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is getting closer to a coronavirus relief package after months of negotiations with Democrat leaders. The multi-trillion dollar package would shore up the ailing finances of state and local governments. Dropped from the table is liability protection for businesses and other organizations. It provides $300 a week in federal unemployment assistance. The White House has focused urgent meetings of officials across multiple agencies to address a breach of U.S. government computer systems attributed to Russian hackers, according to an unidentified source. The Trump administration is holding daily discussions on the hack that included representatives of the FBI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Department of Homeland Security, and National Security Agency. Thursday Night Football will be live from the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, as the Raiders host AFC West rival Los Angeles Chargers. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox, USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist.
Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The Senate Homeland Security held a hearing Wednesday to discuss the 2020 voting irregularities. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Today we will hear testimony on how election laws in some cases were not enforced and how fraudulent voting did occur, as it always does. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
Democrat Senator Gary Peters of Michigan.
Power can be transferred peacefully. The president and many of his supporters are, unfortunately, continuing their efforts to undermine the will of the people, disenfranchise voters, and sow the seeds of mistrust and discontent to further their partisan desire for power.
Failure to be fully transparent or conduct reasonable audits has led to heightened suspicion. The most difficult allegations to assess involve vulnerabilities in voting machines and the software used. In order to effectively determine the extent to which voting machines were subject to nefarious intrusion or other vulnerabilities, computer science experts must be given the opportunity to examine these allegations. This is a complex issue that has been under congressional scrutiny for years. Since 2018, I'm aware of 3 oversight letters requesting information from the main suppliers of voting machines. This oversight is focused on Election Systems and Software LLC, Dominion Voting Systems, Inc., and Heart Inner Civic, Inc.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The discussion of things that are in the public forum, that's what we're all about here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug. Jennifer is here. Victoria is off for the remainder of the week. Lots of focus on the stimulus bill, Jennifer. Lapse in benefits. I'm recalling what Mitch McConnell said over the summer, the red line on liability, and I kind of agree. I guess I'm not sure I understand why it would be that if you think you got sick, first of all, you couldn't prove that you got right. sick at work anyway. People who want to sue their bosses, maybe customers who want to sue a business or something, because they contracted the virus.
It's a whole lot different than if you're sitting in your office and like a ceiling tile from a shoddy company falls
right.
down and knocks you out.
Yeah.
That's different. That's on the workplace, right?
So I understand that, and I think that his position usually is crotchety, but in this circumstance, I think that there's something to it. But apparently, he can't get that through
nope.
the Senate because they got 51.
Going to.
Yeah, no. So then, how are businesses going to be protected from any kind of random razzle dazzle? And why wouldn't you see it that way? I guess my question would be, why is it so difficult for people to understand that workers, you know, they could go crazy with the suits here, and where does it take them? All it does is put the businesses more in jeopardy than they already are.
We don't know exactly what the negotiations are right now. We just know that they're close and that they're getting closer to a stimulus bill. And by the way, everybody wants to go home for the holidays.
Is that why they folded?
And they know. Remember, this is so disingenuous because just as much as Nancy Pelosi didn't want to have a deal before the election because she didn't want it to help Trump, now both parties are like, well, poo, we better get on this because the Georgia election's coming up on January 5th. And what will people think if we can't get it? So now they're trying to rally for who's going to come out on top in Georgia. So don't think that this timing is somehow based in anything that they want to do for you. It's all about politics, and it's too bad. Yeah. But we don't know much about what the deal is, but what we've heard from people who are close to it is that there will be a stimulus check. It'll probably be $600 or $700 per individual. Woohoo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, believe me, and $600 or $700 sounds like a lot to me, but when people have to pay their rent and have been without money for the last 11 months, it seems like a drop in the bucket. But
see, that's another thing I don't understand. Frankly, every place you look, there are help wanted signs, and people tell me that are in business they can't get help because it's easier to collect unemployment. So where's the chasm here? Where's the split? Where's the divide? Where's the either misinformation or the lack of understanding? All these people that need help that are supposedly running out of money to get tossed out of there.
Go get a job somewhere else.
Right,
but nothing is open right now because nothing's being allowed to open. So that's part of it.
Maybe in California, but I'm talking about most of the rest of the country. They're screaming for people to go to work for them in their
businesses. What they gave up on, so Republicans gave up on protecting the liability of business, which I think is a no-brainer, but apparently it brains some Democrats. And Democrats then had to give up on funding the states that were in trouble, California, New York, the ones that were in trouble for things outside of coronavirus. They each kind of gave up something. So from what I understand, includes a small stimulus and then, again, has the a small check for people and then has taken out the funding of blue states that were up to their Mickey already in debt and then takes out the liability. So Democrats and Republicans both losing one of the things that they wanted pretty badly.
All right. So where do they go? What happens now? Who gets what? The dollar amount has gone down, right?
Yeah, it's only $900 billion, I think. Only $900 billion. But remember, before the election, Trump said he'd sign something up to $2 trillion, and Nancy Pelosi said that wasn't enough. Now suddenly $900 billion is fine. So there's been a lot of posturing. Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with serving constituents. It has everything to do with politics.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of that, AOC thinks the Democratic Party needs new leadership. And so she wants Pelosi out, Schumer out, but who are the people that would go in? I think Pelosi really is easily in charge again, isn't she?
It may not be easily, but definitely I think she goes on for at least one more term. She kind of said that this would be her last round. Now, whether
she'll be 80 when she gets out of there, right?
Yeah, even more, I think. She's already 80, I think.
Is she 80 now? Yeah, okay.
There's a couple of things. Number one, Republicans are only three seats away from a majority. So the push is for Republicans to take over the House, which would mean Kevin McCarthy would be the Speaker of the House, not Nancy Pelosi.
So how are they going to do that, though? They're not going to do that now. They have to wait two more years.
But Nancy Pelosi is saying she won't be the Speaker in two more years. So that's number one. You've got Kevin McCarthy who's gunning to try to take control of the House. Number two, you have Nancy Pelosi who says that this is probably it, so that people will back off because she knows that there are going to be a lot of people calling on her to resign. But if she says, hey, I'm going to do this for two more years, we'll work on building our leadership team in that time, that's going to shut up the AOCs and the Rashida Tlaibs and the Ilhan Omars that would make noise in trying to get her out now if she didn't have that message. So she's very smart in how she plays this and kind of takes the pressure off of herself, at least for the next 2 years, as long as it looks like she has the intention of leaving.
These people think there's a strange dynamic here. And it keeps people, the younger people say, well, these old timers keep younger people from getting excited and enthused in terms of running. Well, you know what? I find that hard to believe. You got elected, and so do those other people that are in your group, the squad.
And I think that it's not about, when people get elected to Congress, they're not automatically thinking they're going to become Speaker. So I don't think that having Nancy Pelosi in that position is telling people not to run. But if anything, I think it might encourage them because they want to make change. They're tired of seeing the same old, same old. So,
yeah,
you know.
Or hearing the same old, same old.
Right.
So this is a wonder. There's an interesting program in Hawaii. I don't know if you heard about this or not. This goes to what I was just saying a few minutes ago about people. There are jobs everywhere, and folks are trying to get people into jobs. Hawaii is using free airfare to lure remote workers to move temporarily over there.
Should we do it?
I think it's a great idea. I'm going to go over there in February for, you know, I have a piece of a radio station over there. I think you knew that. And we're going to kind of get together and see what's what.
Well, you should see if you can take advantage of this. Get the flight paid for, and then see if you can stay for a couple of weeks. Why not?
Yeah. Well, not a bad idea. So anyway, the Aloha
State. Their tourism was just killed. I mean, they were shut down in Hawaii for 8 months, I think.
Yep. Out-of-state workers can apply for round-trip tickets. Organizers say the program will be safer and attracting visitors to the island while bringing in business as well. The program will be accepting applications till the 15th. Uh-oh. Lost out on that one.
Uh-oh.
How come? All right.
Well, guys, what a great idea that was.
I'll try a different approach. Let's try a different approach, all right, under the circumstances. I want to talk about an idea. Let's see whether you think the idea that some New York State lawmakers has when it comes to taxation fits into the goodie bag or the coal bag. Merry Christmas or not from New York State after these words here on the DJV Show.
Human Resource Director, you're constantly seeking ways to improve health insurance benefits without increasing costs. Exec Select covers all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by your company's primary health plan, up to $100,000 annually per employee. The plan's low annual premium not only covers employees, but also their eligible dependents. Plus, employee reimbursements are tax-advantaged, and the premium costs are tax-deductible for employers. Make Exec Select part of your employee benefits plan. Go to the website execselect.net.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, It works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Well, let's see how survivability works in New York State. Some of the people, this is California and New York together, Jennifer. Doug
right.
Steffen, by the way, Jennifer Horn on the DJV program. So they're going to try to impose new taxes on residents who have $2 million or more a year in income. I was reading that story as I was looking at Howard Stern's new deal for $120 million a year.
He'll be part of this.
The next 5 years. He'll be part of this, right. And he'll grouse about
maybe
it, too.
Maybe four times.
Right. So lawmakers there. See, but this tax the rich thing is so specious because the rich already pay 90% of the taxes anyway. As well, they should if they have the money
and
to do it.
And it trickles down. And look, maybe right. Howard Stern can afford to do it with his hundreds of millions. $2 million is a lot, but, you know, at the same time, those are probably business owners, and they're going to pass that expense down to you. So
right.
it always trickles down.
Well, the other side of it is that, and this is the thing that really irks me. I've had these conversations with people that have been my friends for years when you talk about this stuff. The businesses that exist not in a vacuum and not by themselves. Without businesses, there are no jobs. Without jobs, there are no employees. Without becoming an employee, most people can't make a living. What is so difficult about understanding, as you just put it, the trickle-down effect of this? And yet, here is the assembly speaker from the Bronx saying he wants to increase rates so that they can take effect right away. These sorts of things have been going on for forever. The state wants to raise another $8 billion because they've got a lot of expenses. But you know what? Cut the damn expenses. What is there about politicians? I've been going through this in my community here. What in the world? All the money that's spent. Well, we all talk about this, whether it's local, state, national, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse of power and spending. It is legion. And the lists are as long as your arm. You name the district, you name the bureau, and they're losing because they don't care. They don't have to. They're not responsible to anybody. They keep spending. So to give these guys another $5 billion or $8 billion or whatever the hell they want, they're over budget by $178 billion in New York State. So this would mean there are 188,000 tax filers in New York who make more than $2 million a year. So they want to take another 2% out of their earnings.
I think what offends me is that the answer when they're out of money or when they're over budget is
more.
To tax more.
Yeah.
Instead of
not
actually saying,
it.
Hey, maybe we might want to do some cutting. Because in a small business, what's the first thing you do? The first thing you do is cut, right?
Yep.
Before you start trying to raise prices or start to move around on your products, you actually cut. And that's how the government should be, too. I don't know why that is so difficult.
Yeah. Well, it is very difficult, apparently. It boggles the mind. For me to see these sorts of things and look around, I pray that people can understand what it is. And this is part of our educational system. People not understanding business and how it works, money, finances, kids aren't taught that today. They don't know how to balance a checkbook.
Too.
Because they don't need to. Yeah, it is on purpose. They don't need to. They have the devices. So the devices can figure everything out. We don't need to think. We don't need to know how to talk. We don't know how to do anything. Just use the machine, and we'll like zombies. How about that? 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Questions for Dr. Ken. Heart disease is what you spend your time, your time at Lake Cardiology in Florida, which is your clinic. The fact that you are a preventive cardiologist helps you to look at things a little bit differently. I see there's a study and people want to know, what is the leading cause of death now that COVID has been in the mix? Is there a new leader? Because it always has been heart disease and cancer and so forth and so on. So what's the list look like now?
Well, out this week is the data from 2019, not 2020, but this comes out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week, that heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide, Doug, and it accounts for one-third of the deaths in 2019, and the death toll continues, unfortunately, to rise. Interestingly, China had the highest number of heart disease deaths last year, followed by India, Russia, and then the United States and Indonesia. Heart disease death rates were lowest in France, Peru, and Japan, where rates were six times lower than in 1990.
Mm-hmm. So the next question, the follow-up here, is how you would suggest people avoid a holiday heart attack or stroke because of the activity, excitement. I don't know. Why is it that more people have, I think you've told me this every year for years, more people have heart attacks at the holiday than anything else and strokes? Why?
Well, I think what I've told you is this holiday heart where they get atrial fibrillation around the holiday times because, you know, they're just imbibing adult beverage much more than they usually do. And that's what we call holiday heart. But people get out of their comfort zones. They start shoveling snow, which they don't usually do all year, and they're not in shape to do it. And you get up early on a cold day and go out there and shovel snow, and you haven't done it in a long time. You know, that's a huge load on a heart if there's a circulation problem. And most of the heart disease that kills is due to circulation issues where you don't get enough blood flow to the heart or the brain, and we call this ischemic heart disease, not to get into the weeds too much, but this is really the major killer and disabler of Americans, this blood flow issue. And so you have to just, you know, don't go too crazy about diet, about activity, smoking, alcohol, mental stress. All these things, you get together with family, unexpected issues occur, and all of these risk factors can be thrown out of whack.
Mm-hmm. All right. Up next here, in terms of the vaccine, questions about how to best take the vaccine, like, you know, you get it in your butt, you get it in your arm. Is there an attitude? And people go into the office to get the shot and they get scared or nervous or whatever. What do you advise to people who are about to get a shot?
Well, what I advise is to smile. And this actually comes out of the medical journal Emotion this week. A genuine smile, Doug, may be the key to getting a less painful vaccination. That genuine smile, which brings up
it's key to having a much better life.
Yes, and it creates crow's feet around the eyes. This can reduce the pain of a needle injection by up to 40% and also blunt a stressful needle-related physiologic response by lowering the heart rate. So just smile and be nice to the person who gives it to you, and relax when you go. It'll be a lot better.
I kind of want to go back to our discussion about children and getting COVID and the school situation, because I think you got the answer to a question about childhood depression and how that affects the child as he or she grows up, right?
Absolutely. Childhood depression is a severe problem. It will lead later on to illnesses, and childhood depression needs to be addressed to prevent later problems in the health of a child.
Mm-hmm. There it is. The words from Dr. Ken. Your questions to Dr. Ken can be sent to me on Facebook at Doug Steffen, on Twitter, etc. Ken at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You want to be in touch, get some telemedicine connection with him. If you've got an ailment, you're not getting satisfaction, you want another opinion, call the office. What the heck? 352-735-1400. Questions for Dr. Ken, something that we do every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.